This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Like Devin Bush. I like that signing. But yeah, you know what? I could see that as well.
Again, you're looking for, if you're drafting in this position, though, you're probably looking for long term.
Well, I would think so. You get a 4-year deal with him, not a 5, since they're not a first round pick.
Right.
But I would think you could, and Scott's thoughts on wide receiver are exactly why I think wide receiver, along with I want more weapons for Deshaun Watson. But you have two guys who are in the last year of their contract, Elijah Moore and Amari Cooper. Don't forget that. That's a big deal. And we'll see. I just think if it's not DT or wide receiver, I'm just going to think a little bit like, okay, what were they thinking there? It doesn't mean it's going to be a bad pick. Could be a great pick. And if there's clearly somebody on their board, it's like in their room, it's the same thing, that they think is the best player on the board, well, then that's what you do. You know, I don't think there will be any issues with anything they possibly take in this draft. And I mean that in with the second-round pick. Or as Scott said, even if they trade down, I can't see any issues because we don't see any glaring needs. With that in mind, there are teams that need quarterbacks. And there are quarterbacks in this draft. And available quarterbacks in drafts, Andy, become more valuable and take on greater talents, it seems, sometimes than maybe they actually have because of the need for the quarterback position. And man, if I'm Minnesota and I'm going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy, if I'm Oakland and I'm going to trade up for Michael Penix, man, I think you could be setting yourself up for a big mistake. Or Drake May, who many people like and many people don't. It's like, wow, this could be a little precarious here for some of these teams.
I sometimes, though, I think the teams that end up draft, like, when you look at the draft, how often do we see, like, okay, the number one overall has a decent career or has a good career, right? And then you see some, like, two or three guys that get drafted in the top 10 have mediocre or flame-out careers.
Yeah.
And then
it baffles me. It's like, how'd you miss on that badly?
But then say you're looking at Penix, right, and he ends up at 13.
Yeah.
And he ends up going to Oakland at 13. Sometimes those guys, I think the hit ratio on some of those 10 to 20 round quarterbacks, 10 to 20 round picks, tend to hit as much as maybe some of the, like, if there's 3 quarterbacks drafted or 4 quarterbacks drafted in the top 10, like, I don't know why, but I always feel like Lamar Jackson's in the back of my head. And, like, I always feel like those guys somehow, some way end up making their mark in the league bigger than someone who was definitely drafted before them. I think that happens all the time. I mean, everyone wants to go back to Tom Brady. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. But when you look at quarterbacks that are drafted later in the draft that somehow are, if you're giving them the time, you give them the opportunity to mature and understand the playbook and understand what it's like and not have to start right away, and you take that pressure off of them and then you let them blossom back into the quarterback that maybe they were in college. I don't know. I'm not against that plan at all. I think there's a lot of wasted first-round picks on quarterbacks. year after year.
The problem is, except you have to
do it because
it's the need. Yeah.
If you hit, then you're a winner,
and you could be a winner for a long time. Now, I'm looking at some CBS rankings right now, and these seem real typical. Drake May and Jaden Daniels have flipped in various rankings, but they seem to be 2-3 in most everybody's rankings. Williams for CBS is number one. May and Daniels are in that order. May is 2 and Daniels is 3. And they're listed as this is kind of weird, 5th and 6th best overall prospects in this draft. It's not often you have the quarterbacks at the overall best prospect in the draft. But right now, CBS has May at 5 and Jaden Daniels at 6. J.J. McCarthy is the hot name and this guy's a winner label. And that might make some team jump up and try and get him. Drake May is kind of interesting because Josh McCown is the quarterback coach in Minnesota who coached him in high school and had Drake May in high school. So there's a relationship there. Josh also had the relationship with Sam Darnold because they played together in New York when Sam came into the league. So that's an interesting thing. Can Minnesota move up high enough to take Drake May? I don't know if he can, if they can. And they have two number ones. What more is it going to take if you're going to move up to the, you know, top three? You know, if Drake May's sitting there at 3, you're going to try and move up? That's interesting. Is McCarthy the guy? You know, does he have all the intangibles because supposedly doesn't have quite the arm that the other guys have and some of the other things might be missing? Well, that's just scouting stuff. Maybe that's not the case, Andy. But when you get to Penix, who's listed by CBS as the 31st best overall prospect, and Bo Nix, who's at 37, that's still pretty high.
Look at the jump between Nix and Michael Pratt, the kid from Tulane.
Right, who's and got then, good size, and who, by the way, Mel Kiper at ESPN says is his one of his 13 favorite guys in this draft. That, to me, is really interesting.
I mean, if those rankings are right, look at the drop between Bo Nix at 37 from Oregon and then
all
just
the way
jump
to 88.
On, well, even worse, look at Spencer Rattler from South Carolina, 125.
Which is why, Andy, if you're a team and you don't get one of those top three guys, let's even say 4 with McCarthy, where you might make that jump and you jump into the first round and you give up a lot to go draft a guy like Bo Nix or Michael Penix. And that's where you could end up making a mistake. Or maybe those guys are terrific, and the guys who are just everybody's darling when it comes to rankings and, you know, what they did at the combine and everything else, maybe they turn out not to be nearly as good as Penix or Bo Nix. That's real interesting. 216-474-0092, number to join us if you have any thoughts on this. Maybe thoughts like Nick Faldo has on John Rahm. You won't believe these. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.